Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was going to ask you about how you'd have handled Saipan if you'd been the manager. I don't believe you'd have handled it the same way as Mick did.
Do you know what? Yes, probably it's fair that I probably answer what you're saying. Yes, I probably would have handled it differently. But I think it's always better in hindsight as well.
But I think that, I don't know if Mick's ever admitted this or if he even thinks it, but I do think that looking back, he could certainly have managed differently. And that's not the route I want it to go down. You know, with Roy there, I've heard you saying, I feel like we'd have done semi-finals at least.
Easy, yeah.
And you've used the word, well, you've just used the word easily.
Yeah, I think we would have done. I think we'd have topped our group. I do think that. And again, it's quite bullish when you think about it. I do think we'd have topped the group.
This is a forum for your opinion.
Yeah, I think we'd have put Spain out. I do think we'd have put Spain out if that had been the case. Everybody knows we probably should have anyway. But it's in general, I think we would have. We certainly.
So then you fancy South Korea?
Yeah, I think of course we would have done. Definitely would have done.
You've twice said, well, once in a previous interview, at least.
Yeah.
Then you said easily.
I think.
So what do you think that Ireland were with Roy Keane and playing the way you played, were finalists?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, and again, it's you know, you always look at it. You know, it's everything can change and it runs its course for a reason and all these sort of things. But if I look at how we played and how much our collective strengths were and the qualities, individual qualities that we had as well mixed in with that, we should have done. Yeah, we should have got to the quarters as it is.
Yeah,
and we should have got to the quarters. And I do feel as though we would have had a great chance of topping our group originally anyway. And I think as it turns out, we would have ended up playing the Germany in the semi. We played them. I would have fancied us because it simply we would have had experience of playing against them in the past.
So it's an Ireland Brazil final. Now you made a good case. No, I'm not yeah. teasing or mocking.
Yeah.
You're not doing the Scottish thing about well,
no,
we've won
no.
the tournament before you've
yeah.
even made it there. You're making a reasonable, something that's on your mind occasionally.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It is.
We could have played in a World Cup final.
Yeah.
Because Korea looked beatable in retrospect against a side that you should have put out Spain.
Yes.
And Germany, you played in the group and it was 1-1. It was a late goal from Robbie, but you feel that you had their measure.
Yeah, we did, yeah. I thought throughout, they got an early goal. We conceded a first half goal against Cameroon. We conceded early goal against Germany in the second game. And we conceded early goal against Spain as well. We conceded early goals, but we had enough about us. I think it helped us in many respects as well that we did concede those early goals because we knew then that we had to maybe play a little bit.
Yeah.
And it certainly helped us, I think it did. And we got ourselves more than back into every one of those games. And then by the last 20, 30 minutes of every one of those games, we were out playing them.
And I thought I detected this feeling about I could have played in the World Cup final in previous interviews that I listened to. Is that a bugbear?
Again, we'd have Kenny Cunningham, who'd be a regular contributor on our show as well.
I listen to him a lot.
Yeah, Kenny be on. And again, when we speak about it, it's, and I mean, it's totally genuine. When we talk about the Saipan incident, we talk about it, it's sadness. how it all happened. I think every single one of us, knowing what we know now, would have done things differently. We certainly would have all done it differently.
So from a player point of view, some of you might have spoken up,
yeah,
or taken the boss aside, or taken Roy aside.
Most definitely.
Or something of that order.
You know, it's all in hindsight. What could you have done differently? And I think when we said with Mick feels as though, yes, he probably, in hindsight, could have done things differently. But in general, I think he feels as though he's right for his ultimate decision that he made. But I think as a squad, as a player, as a group of players together, I think we would have all done it differently. You know, we were all experienced enough, or we had enough experience about us within that squad where we could have actually done something differently.
Were some of them too scared to just say to Roy,
take a step back,
I tell
you, looking back at the moment as it was when it was all happening, though, Graham, it was just one of those moments where it was between two guys going head to head, and it was just happening in front of our eyes, and it was kind of it was almost like you're just letting it go in
kind
many
like
respects.
Like a bar room, or
yeah. It was
two alpha males going, I'm not backing down.
Yeah, it was a bit like that. That's what it was, and it was. You look back at it and you think things could have been done differently. Yes, we know that. We know that.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.